This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We had to get better at what we did. We needed to retrain the workforce, refocus on the fundamental mission, and then stop some practices that were, quite frankly, introducing more risk into the system. That put a lot of people back into the standard security lanes, and we said at the time that that was going to increase the wait times.
All right, the TSA, the head of the TSA, talking about security. Bummer if you're going anywhere in the summer. The reason why is because, you know, what time are we getting to the airport? How much time do you have to go for to wait in long lines? And somebody else could say, oh, whiny if you get to go somewhere. But it's not that way. Some people are forced to travel for business, and it's insane what's happened. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Imagine that. We've kicked it off, and we haven't yet. But we're going to in a few minutes let you hear what Donald Trump had to say, or talked about Hillary's email, or talked about Bernie Sanders saying, count me in, wanting to debate Trump. But these security lines are rocking the world of so many of you that make a living traveling. You're forced to do that. Or you have family, they live someplace else, you want to go and see them. But you don't want to wait in a three-hour line. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is increasing the use of overtime and work to bring in more screening officers, because that's the only way they can alleviate these long lines. And that's what Jay Johnson is saying. He's saying that the longer wait times, though, are inevitable during the summer. They're warning you, telling you, don't get there with an hour and 10 minutes to spare. And it's funny because I saw some pictures from LaGuardia and where the lines were so long. And let me tell you, if you told me you were flying to New York, one, I'd tell you, depending on where you're flying from, I would tell you check LaGuardia, because usually you can get a good deal and it zips you right into the city, so you're not going to get ripped off by some crazy long cab ride, and you're in and out of that puppy in no time. Of course, there is the possibility of a bird strike. We saw what Captain Sully did many years ago when he had to land the plane in the Hudson, but that would be where I would tell you to fly in. But now the line's there. I mean, they're out the door, and people are having hashtags, hate the wait, can't stand the wait, because they just don't know. San Jose, people checking in 2 hours and they before their flight, and they still miss their flight. So several of the busy airports have had to replace the TSA with private passenger screening companies, because it's just that bad. I mean, Atlanta is the busiest passenger airport in the world, not just in the United States. So here's the bummer thing that happens, too. You have thousands of checked bags that miss their flights. That happened last week at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, because the computer server issues kept the TSA from using machines to screen the bags. So that would mean, you know, you get to wherever you're going, and then the bag isn't there, and you could say, well, just pack light, but that's not realistic, depending if you're taking a family somewhere or whatever it is. It's not like some overnight or two-day thing. Then it's tougher to say, just go and do that. So be prepared. As I know, I've gotten some emails from many of you. There are problems with long lines at airports, and it's not going to get any better. All right, Donald Trump reacted today on a couple of different fronts, including giving credit for that delegate total that just keeps shooting up. Here's what Trump had to say. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Trump was pretty excited about the delegates and the fact that, you know, he finds himself in this position now, but I think he knew this, and this is what he says all along, that he felt as though, I heard him say last week, if he didn't get to where he was, if he didn't get to where he was, he would have been you know, super disappointed. It would have been for nothing because he expected that he would win. And here's Trump on the delegates.
I also want to thank the delegates because I was coming out of my building this morning and there was a big news flash that Donald Trump had won the nomination. And I said, what happened? I thought I had to wait a couple of more weeks. And they said, no.
They said no because he has the delegates. He needed 1,237 for the nomination. He has 1,239. So we assumed this was going to happen. He assumed it, but you heard him say he thought he was going to have to wait a couple of weeks, but he's got it. So it's definitely Donald Trump. And now it's a question of whether or not people jump in line and support the whole Trump thing, or he still doesn't continue to get those major endorsements. And then, you know, ultimately, what does that matter? Is that going to matter if he's the nominee? Does he necessarily need to have every single top Republican line up behind him? Or does it still work out okay for him? And the answer is it still works out okay for him. I don't know that he needs those. He needs that backup. He needs the big money donors to be supportive, but he's got it. The, you know, conversation about anybody else in the Republican Party is worthless. It's about Trump. And now California. And in California, the more interesting thing is the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and whether or not Sanders can tip the Clinton cart over and take this thing away from her, because it's definitely, as far as the polls go, it's definitely narrowed with Clinton and Sanders, where she assumed that she had a clear path, or I think the campaign assumed. It's not that way now. The poll by the Public Policy Institute of California shows that Clinton leads by just 2%. Wow. I mean, that's a nothing burger. 46 to 44. So that is absolutely within the margin of error, as they say. A big increase for Sanders over a March that had her with a 41% lead. So now you have the possibility Sanders and Trump are talking about doing a debate. Clinton wouldn't debate, said, forget it, I'm going to focus on the campaign in California. I'm not going to debate Bernie Sanders. Now there's this bizarre thing that Bernie Sanders might debate Donald Trump. Not bizarre for Fox, because they'll get huge ratings, and not bizarre for either one of them. And for Bernie Sanders, he steps around Hillary Clinton by doing that. So, I mean, steps around in the sense that now he'll get more attention for it, and let's see how he shows up in that debate. Be pretty interesting, and I guarantee people would watch it. So Clinton on the ropes in Cali, and what does that mean? She may have super delegates, but it's still razor thin in a sense that he could, it's not so far-fetched to say, and not ridiculous to say, that he could swipe in there and surprise the Clinton campaign, especially because of the email. She's saying she did what the law allowed her to do, but that email is very, very tricky. Hang with us. Coming up later this hour, we're going to take you to the movies for our cheap movie review.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
He's in our virtual green room or something like that anyway. His name is A. Salisbury. He's creator and director of Everything's Okay, a 28-year-old cool dude from Brooklyn filmmaker. And wait till you hear what he's done. It's awesome to chase your passion. That's why I thought it'd be fun to have him on. Ace, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Awesome. So tell us about Everything's Okay. Am I right? It's a live-action animated hybrid. I saw it, but I don't know how to describe it. Kind of a do-it-yourself deal. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. So what we have is it's a world about New York City 10 years after fracking has caused the apocalypse. But the way that we could figure out how to actually create the world with our budget, just being who we were, we have this amazing art director, somebody I went to, a longtime friend, who's my roommate back at boarding school in high school. He created these miniature, very detailed cardboard sets made of cardboard and garbage, with illustrating things that we couldn't possibly film, like New York City with the East River drained, and now it's a gulch, and more people are living at the bottom of it. And just everything about the environment, you can see the kind of handmade ridges of it and the materials that it's made out of. But we've painstakingly composited it over a year after we shot it. And so even though you're kind of confronted with the fact that it's clearly artifice, you still, your brain kind of doesn't fully let you not believe it. So what we have is something completely different. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, how did this idea pop into your head?
So I was taking a shower 2 years ago, and I was just thinking, what would happen if I didn't have access to this water? What would happen if everything that my whole feeling of comfort in my own home was negated by the fact that I couldn't drink the water? And then all of a sudden, I started thinking about, I live in Brooklyn, started thinking about all of New York City, what that would look like if there wasn't any physical presence of water whatsoever. All of a sudden, Manhattan was surrounded by these sweeping, barren canyons, and all of a sudden, this whole surreal topography took over in my mind. I started thinking about, well, if maybe there are other things wrong with the world. Maybe it's too hot. Maybe people need to live underground. Maybe most of the people are gone. What if, you know? And so all of these things about this world started coming into my mind, and you know, it was that coupled with a fear of the whole idea of that we might be jeopardizing our own water supplies with the way that we've handled fracking and all that, all sort of took over into this world that I started weaving into these scripts and started finding my friends who wanted to help me with it, building my team. And, yeah, I got to correct you. I'm not 28 anymore. I was 28 when I started the project. I'm 30 now. So we've spent about 2 years on it. From Kickstarter to post-production has taken about 2 years. So
that's funny. Kickstarter. So let's go back. You have this idea. It's great the way you described it, how it came into your head. You saw a vision. You got your buddies to help you. And 2 years to put the project together. As you started to assemble it, what did you do to save money? So you saved a little bit of money up, but what did you do? I'm imagining, of course, green screen, right? You know, Adobe well, that kind of stuff.
Where we saved the most money was in post-production. I came into directing by way of editing and also animation. I've done a lot of motion graphics animation, specifically in a program called After Effects. And so the idea of that program, it's kind of like an editor, except that it's designed to extract layers from all your footage. So we basically, it's a very expensive program to work in, but the fact that I could do weeks and weeks and weeks of work in that at no cost to us was probably the reason we were actually able to get it made for our budget. We ended up raising $23,000 on Kickstarter, and that went exclusively to the production, paying actors and everybody on set. You know, I didn't want to be one of those guys who asked everybody to work for free. So even though, you know, people weren't getting exactly what they were worth, I was able to pay everybody something. And we actually used union actors. We did the SAG-AFTRA contracts for everybody. The new media contract is a really flexible one. If you ever want to make a project with better actors than you get otherwise, at least more experience. First time I've ever worked with that. It was amazing. Really wonderful people to work with. Another cost-saving thing for us is we shot most of it in my apartment. All but 2 days of filming happened in my living room, which is not huge. We have like a 9-foot by 20-foot green screen, and so the 20 feet is like 10 feet of it go up towards the ceiling, and the other 10 feet are rolled onto the floor. And what you get with that is if you light that right and shoot that properly, you can actually completely create a whole different world around the actors that way. And so we just kind of digitally shrunk them down and put them on these miniature cardboard sets. So I'd say between the materials and the SAG after a new media contract and the location, and plus a free post production, that's how we got something made that you've never seen a web series that looks like this before, because it's way too expensive for anybody else to make it usually.
Love it. So tell me the reaction to now this project. It's exploded, hasn't it?
We just got back from the Cannes Film Festival in France, and we premiered our first episode, and we filled our room up and had just an incredibly enthusiastic reaction. People were so excited to see something like this. Everybody wants to know how it's made, and to me that's just a really great reaction, that it's not obvious that we just shot a bunch of garbage and put people on a green screen together, that there was a little something extra thrown in, that, you know, the details I put into the atmosphere really take people. people to this world that we've created. And I'm hoping this is just the beginning. We really want as many eyes to see this as possible, and that's why we're about 90% sure we're just going to release this ourselves pretty soon, and just want to build our audience ourselves rather than selling it to a company. We just don't want to. This is a message that needs to get out there quickly, and we want to do that. We want to do that ourselves, and we're really excited.
So to do that yourself and to release it, would you use, and obviously Kickstarter worked for you, and you just described what that process was like. So now we know that social media has a lot of legs. Will you try to pump it out that way?
Exactly, and we're going to build our team on Twitter and Facebook. We already have an okay following for not having released any content yet. Basically, we have to make friends and make sure every friend shows their friends this show. And the idea is that if we can make something that's exactly what a certain group of people want to see, you know, I made something that's so weird and different, but is exactly what I wish was out there. And I'm hoping that there are other people that feel the same way. So we'll grassroots grow our audience, and it's something I've never had to do before. And I'm really excited to see that happen.
I love it. We'll pump it out everywhere we can for you. Once you really start that project, we will do it. I'll hit everyone I know and everybody I can, from my millennial crew to even older than that, as you say, a lot of people. Because I watched it. It was phenomenal. And to have more eyeballs on it would be terrific. What do you ultimately have as the goal for this? That happens? That more people become aware of the whole fracking thing, et cetera?
Exactly. And also for it to be a platform for everybody who we've worked with to sort of show the industry at a higher level than they could before what they can do. You know, to be able to tell important stories, but also really dazzle people. And I've seen, I've kind of been watching the web series phenomenon take over, and it's fun to see people that wouldn't otherwise have a voice take one on, but there's something limiting about a bunch of 20-somethings making films about their romance in Brooklyn with a DSLR camera with shallow depth of field. They all kind of look the same, and I'm excited to put a different palette out there into the web series format.
I love it. Obviously, you're focused on this, but do you have something else in the back of your mind that you want to work on, too, in the future?
I have a few shows in mind. I mean, I'm always thinking things. I don't want to tell you too much, but I've got an idea for a show called Time Dad, a time-traveling schlub who's left his family in order to find meaning in his life through the time continuum. And he's ultimately finding that nothing can replace what he's left behind.
Wow, I love it. I can only imagine. Oh, what an interesting guy you are. Ace Salisbury, we'll do everything we can, like we said, to help you get this project heard. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ding. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Week here on America Tonight. We're going to do that in just a second. We're going to sneak in a quick one with Grimm, however, before we go to the movies. Hey, Grimm, you got a couple of seconds here, and then we got to fly off to the movies. Give us your best stuff.
Okay. Well, I was
maybe he dropped off.
Huh?
Grimm!
Hello?
You're there. Hello. I was just about to let you slide. Go for it, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to suggest a good movie, but I'd much rather do this considering the weekend. I'll just bring that one in next week. To all my brothers in arms who serve to battle tyranny for freedom, regardless of creed, thought, or religion, may peace, comfort, and joy be with you this weekend of remembrance.
Oh, such a good sentiment. You beat me to the punch, and I echo that same sentiment. Absolutely, 100%. Remember that with Memorial Day, and I think that gets lost so often. Not totally, but I think it gets lost in some of the conversation. Very nice. Grimster, very nice on that note. He can't top that. So we're going to take you all to the movies. He's going to save his good movie recommend, which he goes deep into the vault, for next week. So here's what's buzzing. This movie really has created a lot of interest. There was a big photo shoot in Vanity Fair, and there's been a lot of conversation about Alice. And this movie is called Alice Through the Looking Glass.
You've been gone too long, Alice. There are matters which might benefit from your attention. Friends cannot be neglected. Hurry.
When the day becomes the night, and the sky becomes the sea, then the clock strikes heavy, and there's no time for tea. And in our darkest hour, before my final rhyme, she will come back home to Wonderland and turn back the hands of time.
Time is a he. He is not someone you want as your enemy. Please, sir, the Hatter is in danger.
Young lady, your time is up. This cannot be good.
Present you with a gift.
All right, this is Tim Burton produced. In this movie, you have Anne Hathaway as the White Queen. You have Mia Wasikowska, who plays Alice. The Cheshire Cat, the White Rabbit, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the Mad Hatter, Johnny Depp, and it is a different version of Alice in Wonderland. Remember, there was the 2010 Alice in Wonderland movie, but this is a much different version, Alice Through the Looking Glass. I, as a kid, loved that book. It's one of the, my father died when I was 8, and it's one of the memories I have of him reading that book to me, and it really came alive for me. And it's interesting, the interpretations of the book, you know, the whole Tweedledee and Tweedledum and all of that, like I said, as a kid, really, really stuck with me. And this is, you know, they're putting kind of human drama into this version of Wonderland and what happens when she arrives in Wonderland and what about the Red Queen and all that goes on there. It's gotten kind of mixed reviews. The one comment that I saw by a reviewer, it was Randolph Ramsey, who wrote, "Weirdly lacking." He said it was weirdly lacking, and I'm afraid it looks to be that way. So it might be a good rental in the near future once it goes to video. Now, this franchise explodes in many different directions. It doesn't matter what version you see of it, but here's another installment of the X-Men.
All this death.
Jean, it was just a dream.
You wander through the willows in the forest you were found.
I've been called many things over many lifetimes.
Trying to hide.
Ra, Krishna, Yahweh.
Ever since the world found out about mutants, there have been secret societies who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. They believe that tens of thousands of years ago, an ancient being was born, the world's first.
Mutant. You are all mutants.
children. And you're lost. Because you follow blind leaders. But I am here now. I'm here for you.
Wherever this being was, he always had four followers he would imbue with power.
Like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. He got that one from the Bible.
Or the Bible got it from him.
What is it?
Oh, God.
He can control all of us. The world needs the X-Men.
That's why I'm here. To fight.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't. This is war.
All right, so X-Men The Apocalypse is this version of it, and it's based on the whole X-Men series, Marvel Comics, of course. It's the ninth installment, do you believe it? I remember when the first one came out. The budget for this sucker, $234 million to make it. Yeah. And so it's the whole, again, it's the continuation, this time dealing with a different subject. It got a 52% on Rotten Tomatoes, and for what that's worth, IMDb rated it 7.6 out of 10. It's PG-13. It's a long movie. If you go to this movie, Pack a Lunch, 2 hours and 27 minutes, that's roll time for this, meaning you know it's going to be crowded. It's Memorial Day weekend, so you get in there early, and they have all the movies that are coming up and whatever commercials they have before that. So you're looking at least a three-hour odyssey if you go to see the X-Men. So, again, you want to make sure you have the time to do it. All right, this movie is a little bit of a different twist. See if you can translate any of this for me. It's called The Idol.
يلا يا محمد عجل بعد خمس دقايق اعلان نتائج
بدنا ادوات نفطيه
المصاري اللي معكم بيجيبوش وتر بسوق الثاني
سهله مني بكامل فرقه موسيقيه.
Any translators out there? I didn't think so. Interesting, on Rotten Tomato, this got 64%, and it's a drama film, kind of biography, an hour, 40 minutes. It's about a talented singer who travels from the Gaza Strip to Egypt to audition for the TV show Arab Idol. Can you imagine? So this is a translation thing. It just shows you the explosion of Idol, just how big it is. The premise that is the real premise of what happens when you have a dream and you become all of a sudden this sought-after singer at the age of 23. And that's this story here. It's 23 years old. I read a review of it. I read a couple of reviews, and the one was from a Toronto film reviewer who said that it's a pretty darn good commercial effort, that it's a pop star's rise. People understand that. They understand Apple, and it has that irresistible tensions in it, and it's an interesting movie. So it may find its audience, I think, more in the streaming sector than anything else. There's no question I would believe X-Men will blow the doors off the box office, especially with a holiday weekend. If you go to the movie, send me a cheap movie review at americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I write to you. Once again, you overwhelm me with the passion you have for so many things. Thanks to this great audience here on America Tonight. You've been with me now for almost a decade. I can hardly believe that this show has been going that long. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're the little show that can, could, and we're climbing that mountain, and it's all because of all of you. So let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one here is from Nick, who says, Kate, right on to what Hillary Clinton is doing. I don't know why everybody wants to attack her. Look, I'm a young guy, and I think it's time to have a female voice. Do you think it's because of the female thing that people don't want Clinton to become president? Why do you think that is? I don't know if it's the female thing at all. In fact, I don't think so, Nick. I mean, bravo for you that it sounds like you're supportive of a woman being president. But, of course, it's about who the right woman is. I think it's the whole Clinton thing with the stories of the foundation, with things that have happened in the past with the Clintons. I think we're weary. This nation is weary of Bushes and Clintons. Let's just put it that way. But thanks for your email. All right, we move on to the next one. Eric listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, I understand that you're a Jersey girl. What do you think the best place is to go get pizza? Normally, Eric, we have serious things we're discussing on the air. Pizza. I love pizza. I've had to stay away from pizza because it's just, once you put pizza in front of me, I can't eat one piece of pizza. Such a great question. There's a place where I grew up in New Jersey, South Jersey, Philadelphia area, And it's called Gaetano's, and I like their pizza. Because I like pizza that's the old-style pizza, where it's like a big slice of pizza, and it's kind of messy. You know when you get pizza, and it's like the box pizza you get, and it's just, it's probably good, but there's nothing, you know, it's not runny, it's not gooey, it's not cheesy. I like that the best. So there you go. That's a little plug for Gaetano's. But I can't get Gaetano's where our studio is located now, so all for naught. I don't even know. In my own neighborhood, there's a place, Carmine's, I guess, is probably the closest thing. Pizza's personal, baby. Thanks for the question. Let's move on to Chase. Hi, Kate. I've never emailed the show before. Boy, we get a lot of those. I was wondering what you think is going to happen in the near future, politically speaking. Do you think we're going to see a Republican or a Democrat in office? Well, if I had my crystal ball and it wasn't cracked in so many places, I would tell you. You know, is the game rigged? Are enough people going to go out and vote for Trump or vote for Clinton? If it is Clinton, if it's not Clinton, if it's Bernie Sanders, can you imagine? I mean, he does draw big crowds. Would those younger crowds go out and vote? Would it make a difference? What about the whole superdelegate thing when it comes to the Democrats? You know, we need a strong leader. We need a leader that we can believe in. I always say this, but I don't know. Think about this for a second. What would you want to see in a president? No one's perfect. No one's 100%. You will never, ever get your ideology or how you feel where we should go in this country 100% in any one human being. I just don't think that's possible. And there is a thing called compromise, and you do have to compromise because it's not a dictatorship. So as much as you say, I want it this way, or this has to be this way, well, when you're the president, you have to be able to work with people just like in our lives. Do you play well with others in the playground? So there is the art of compromise, but not compromise to the point of bending backwards and just throwing in the towel. So having said that, I'm not crazy about anything, politically speaking, that we have going on as far as the presidential race is concerned. I mean, this is where we're at. We're in this massive tug of war. There doesn't seem to be common ground. It seems very divisive. Doesn't seem. It is very divisive. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. So who is the voice? Who is the voice for the future? Let's hope we're growing some of those people. All right, here's one from Hogan. Hi, Kate. I heard you talk about Nikki Haley the other night, that she signed that abortion ban. I say good for her. I'm sort of pro-choice. I know that sounds weird after saying good for her, but the 20-week thing I think is just irresponsible. So why not make it so that once you hit the 20-week period, that's plenty of time to know what's happening in your life, and I think it's just irresponsible, and there's definitely life at that point in my mind, no question. And I think we may see more of that. I know that's been part of the conversation. Yeah, you know what's interesting? They say there was this study in the Journal of American Medical Association, the AMA, obviously, that found fetal perception of pain is unlikely before the third trimester. They say the ultrasound monitoring can show fetal movement. No study since 2005 demonstrate, according to AMA, fetal recognition of pain, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, this is where the argument comes in. That's important when they're talking about the woman's health, and the third trimester begins 28 weeks into pregnancy. So this makes South Carolina, by the way, the 13th state to enforce a ban. Where else do you have the bans, like West Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Nebraska, North Dakota? I'm just going to tell you all, Mississippi, Louisiana, Kansas, Indiana, Arkansas, Alabama. We move on to another one. This one is from Barry. Kate, do you think gas is going to surge up again? It seems like I was just paying $1.50. Now we're up to $2 and change. Let me tell you. Do you remember when gas, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Remember when gas was almost $4? I can remember driving to New York and thinking, oh my gosh, I might as well take the train. It's so expensive. And I think $4 is our threshold. You start to hit $4 and your crazy meter just pings because you know it's too much if you're driving any distance. I think it'll will probably hang steady. It might go up. You know, I look at the barrel of crude every day as to what that price is, and I think what we'll see is that, you know, it may go up a little bit. So in the summer, it surges 50 cents, possibly is the highest, but I don't think you're going to see it over 260. Let's say 260. In California, of course, it's a whole different thing in other parts of the country, and it depends on if you're getting premium or you're getting unleaded. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Jake in Austin, who listens to us all the time. And Jake says, Kate, I was wondering, I was listening to a segment on some show about what's in your iPod, and I was wondering what music is in your iPod. That's such a loaded question. Anything from you two. I like jazz. I have an eclectic kind of taste in music. I like all kinds of new music because I want to hear what's out there. I'm not great at remembering some of the newer groups I come across, but my husband will load my iPod up with new songs. And I even like old standards, like the Sinatra once in a while, but that's once in a while. I like opera, jazz, blues, really like blues, like rockabilly, anything pretty much. Not huge country, picky about country music. I like some of the old country music, like Johnny Cash. Who doesn't like Johnny Cash? Love Johnny Cash. All right, thanks for that question. That's different. That's pretty interesting. Okay, let's move on to a more serious one. This one is from James. Kate, what's the deal with China sending a nuclear-armed sub to be in the Pacific Ocean, to patrol the Pacific Ocean? Yeah, that's a huge story that, you know, actually just broke. You think of what's going on with China, and when you look at maritime laws, I would imagine that in the White House on the Hill, there's conversations about this. It's not a good thing if you think, why are they sending submarines with nuclear weapons patrolling the territory, right? And the reason is because of disputes over those islands in their area. And this has been going on for a very long time. And this comes on the heels of the president announcing that he'd lifted the arms embargo against Vietnam. So China praised the move, but then they decided, okay, well then that means we're going to move up on these islands, the South China Sea, go up through there. And there's some big problems there. I was looking at a map of those islands, and even our Secretary of State, of course, Kerry, said earlier in the week that it was China's actions in the South and East China Seas that create a tinderbox. And that's not good. China's reclaimed about 3,200 acres of land in the South China Sea. So what are they doing there? They're developing and building military installations on the man-made islands. And, of course, that scares everyone, right? All right, thanks once again for all your emails. Remember, you too can be a part of this. AmericaTonight.net.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.